take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. As always, tonight it's Ian.
And Mark.
And again, don't forget, 800-259-9231 is the number. You can take control of the airwaves. Last night, at the beginning of the show, we had Barry Cooper on with us. And we had him on to announce some good news in that some of the charges that he was facing, because, well, he's a former narcotics officer who's now joined the side of good and is talking out against the war on drugs, and so therefore the police have gone after him. Of course, he's also done cop busters where he's done reverse stings on the cops, and that's one of the reasons why the cops are after him. But they dropped some of the charges, and that was great news. And then apparently at 5 in the morning, or sometime early this morning, have you heard about this, Mark?
No, I saw an email.
There was a police raid. Barry texted me some messages. I woke up at 5 a.m. to Barry's text messages. So I don't know how public this is at this point or what the details are, but they came in with an armed SWAT team raid against Barry and his family this morning. And the reason? He's being charged now with a misdemeanor count operating as a private investigator without a license.
Yeah.
They came in and raided his
home. They raided his home with men with machine guns at 5 a.m. for a misdemeanor of not operating with your business with a license.
Yeah.
And it's not even a business. He's not doing it for profit.
I didn't know that he was a private. I mean, I doubt that he's advertising himself as a private investigator. They
so
probably
apparently
found some technicality.
Citizens can't try to keep an eye on their government.
Yeah, I'm imagining this is because of the because of what he's been doing with cop busters, where he's been setting up the police and catching them in acts of being corrupt.
Barry, get out of Texas.
They're trying to they're trying to bust him, and they're trying to get him on any kind of technicality they possibly can. The messages came in this morning. I'm really concerned for my safety and my family's safety. I'm going to make a big announcement on his video camera tomorrow. They effing came at me SWAT style, totally amped, body armor, car screeching. I thought I was getting shot. He says it's my training that saved me. They arrested me yesterday for operating without a PI license, class A misdemeanor, $10,000 bond. Scary.
They just do whatever they want.
Scary stuff. And I feel so fortunate that we're here in New Hampshire, where they haven't really been doing shenanigans like this. There was one time where they came into Big Mike's house out in Manchester with guns drawn, and that was pretty outrageous. But that's it's as bad as it's gotten with all of this activism that's been going on up here, this very pro-freedom, anti-state activism that has been happening up here, a lot of activism that directly challenges the legitimacy of the government people. It's great to be in New Hampshire. Not to say that things like that couldn't happen here, and I'm just saying I'm glad that they haven't so far. And Barry Cooper he's been through a lot. And I agree with you, Mark. If there's something we can do to get that man and his family out of Texas and up here, it seems like he'd be better off.
I'm worried for his safety. I mean,
so is he. And that's what he told me. I don't know if I was supposed to release those messages, but
Well, he sent them to me, too.
Yeah, he didn't tell me not to. So just wanted to update our listeners on what's going on with Barry and Candy, and I presume it sounded to me like this was in the middle of the night. I mean, he sent me them at 5 in the morning, so I don't know what time the raid went down. I mean, presumably, maybe it was last night. Maybe it was late last night, and he didn't get out until early in the morning to get to his cell phone to send those messages, because they probably came in, and they arrested him, and they took him down to jail, and he got out and then was able to contact people about it, but scary stuff. There's not much else to say on that at this point in time, but rest assured, as things develop with the Barry Cooper and the situation down there in Texas, we will certainly bring you that information. The toll-free number here is 1-800-259-9231. But just to kind of focus in on the point that you made, Mark, it's an important one. That this man who has never – well – and since he's been a cop, has never harmed another person.
Since he ceased to be a cop.
He has not harmed another person.
He's not being charged with harming someone, no. I think, is what's the relevant point here.
No, no, he's not. But they came in with a military-style SWAT team raid, as he described it, cars screeching, amped up, busting in his home in the middle of the night.
Sure. Why would they do that for a misdemeanor charge of somebody who's failing to operate a business with a license, you know, the improper licensure on their business? Why would
they
do that?
Because they can.
Well, because they can, because they're hoping that he'll do something silly. They're hoping that a guy who's trained reach for a gun will reach for something, and they can blast, him, perhaps his wife in the process. Mm. You know, there's some value to martyrdom, but there's some, in some cases, you can snuff out a voice with martyrdom, too. So.
Yeah. So, because they can just come into your home on the flimsiest of pretenses. It doesn't have to be that you're a wanted murderer for them to use the SWAT team. They've been using SWAT teams on people for a bag of marijuana, so why not for not having a business license?
Gambling pools, all kinds of silly things. Misdemeanor charges.
Why not, right? I mean, this is the insane logic of the police state. Is that, well, we've already taken these absurd Orwellian police state steps, and everyone has accepted them, so let's take a few more. Let's bust in on anybody who's braiding hair without a permit. Let's take them violently and put them in a jail cell and charge them with, Class A misdemeanor $10,000 bond for doing some investigative work without asking the state's permission first. And if you don't think that this can't happen to you, if you think this is only happening to Barry Cooper, well, maybe. Maybe it's only happening to Barry Cooper.
Maybe your head's down that far, you know?
Yeah, because he's challenged the state. But you have to ask yourself, what are you going to do? Are you ever going to do anything? Are you ever going to do anything to oppose this insanity?
Well, all it takes for tyranny to triumph is for good men to do nothing.
To do nothing. And that's what most people are doing. Right? Most people are doing I'm voting. I'm voting for a Republican or a Democrat. No, I'm voting for a Libertarian or a Green Party. See, I'm doing everything I can. I'm voting. You know what? I'm actually going to put a yard sign out this year. I'm going to go hang some door hangers for my favorite candidate. See, I'm trying to make a difference. Well, good for you. That's a good place to start. But once you find out that your efforts in the political system have done nothing where you are, what's it going to take to get you to do something more significant? And of course, I mean, move to New Hampshire, join the Free State Project, and you can do political action up here and actually make a difference.
Right. You know, I mean, I have put out plenty of yard signs and put up door hangers and done all these things.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that it has value. But I can tell you that when I was down in Florida and the Libertarian candidate, I put his sign out in the yard. And I think we got, 3% of the vote. And then, mm-hmm. And then when there wasn't a Democrat running, we got 35% of the vote or something like that. But, it really did very little. Up here, when you put up a sign and, it's a pro-liberty candidate, let's not forget that Ron Paul, even though he didn't show in New Hampshire as well as I would have liked to have seen him show, got more in New Hampshire as far as an elected race. There were caucuses he did better, but as far as, what do they call that?
Primary
election. Yeah. This was the best state that he did until well late when it didn't really matter anyway.
Right. So, it's just so frustrating, Mark. It's so...
And that was, by the way, in the first, the Free State Project still hasn't even kicked in yet. So, I mean, this is very early on.
You know, it's just so frustrating that this takes so much time, right? I
expected it to take time, Ian. Yes, I mean, I understand you're impatient about it.
I know. I must admit I'm a little bit impatient.
You're more than a little.
if a few thousand people made the move to New Hampshire within the next 2 years, it'd be an incredible tidal wave of activism. It'd be an incredible shift in what's possible. I can't make it happen. I can just encourage people. 1-800-259-9231. Why wait? Why not move up your plans if it's possible? I sure hope we can convince Barry to do so. Of course, he's got to deal with all this crap down there first, most likely. Otherwise, he'll come after him here, probably. 800-259-9231. All the more reason to not. Now stick your head up wherever it is you are. If you're coming here, get your head down and then get here and pop it up.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll free and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And those features include archives. You can go all the way back to 2006. They are free In fact, the last week's worth is right there on the front page. Then you click into the archive section, and you can go way back, all the way till I think it's November of 2006. All free for you at freetalklive.com. By the way, those Free Talk Live archives are brought to you by HostGator.
Yeah, HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name or any kind of .anything name. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, you can let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you. Once you get there, you can create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. They've got thousands of templates there at HostGator.freetalklive.com. Use that that portal, and you'll get your first month completely free. HostGator.freetalklive.com.
All right. So since we started the show out talking about the police coming in and raiding people's homes that have never harmed another person, there is another version or another story. This isn't about our friend Barry Cooper, who just had his home raided last night. This is about yet another one of the unending cavalcade of stories about people who have had their houses raided by the police on some drug pretense, and unlike Barry, did not walk away. StopTheDrugWar.org. A 21-year-old father-to-be was killed last Friday night. This was from a month or so ago. By a Las Vegas Police Department narcotics officer serving a search warrant for marijuana. Trevin Cole was shot once in the bathroom of his apartment after he made what police described as a furtive movement. That's all you need to do is make a furtive movement, and your life Chaka. Is done for. Police have said that Cole was not
in
armed.
In your own home.
And they didn't even bother to plant a gun on him because the police are admitting that he was not armed. Police said Monday, so it doesn't matter if he's not armed. All he has to do is make a furtive movement, and that's enough reason for the police to. All they have to do is claim he made a furtive movement, right? Because there's no evidence. They don't have video cameras to back their claims up. It's just what the men in blue say, and what they say goes.
And, you know, the idea is that you're going to act in a completely docile and normal fashion when somebody's holding an automatic weapon on you. I mean, it's absolute insanity. And, you know, you're absolutely right. The cops don't even have to plant a gun on you. All they have to do is say, he acted funny. The guy could very well have. Yep. Here's just another possible scenario. Like, maybe the cops are lying, and maybe the guy said, hey, get out of my house, honky, or said something that might be outrageous and make them angry. And they shot him and then said,
who knows?
Because you wouldn't get away with saying, hey, he called me a racial slur, so I shot him in the head in his bathroom, and his wife and kids had to watch him bleed. Right. His father-to-be. His pregnant wife had to watch him, his life bleed out of him in their bathroom floor just because he called me something I didn't like. So you had to say, well, he made a furtive movement.
Mm-hmm. Police said Monday they resolved, rather recovered an unspecified amount of marijuana. You know, that's not a lot, right?
Right.
Not specifying how much it was. And a set of digital scales. A person identifying herself as Cole's fiance, Sequoia Pierce, in the comments section in the article that they're linking to from LasVegasSun.com, has said no drugs were found. Pierce, who's 9 months pregnant, shared the apartment with Cole and was present during the raid. She says, I was coming out, and they told me to get on the floor. I heard a gunshot and was trying to see what was happening and where they had shot him, according to KTNV's interview with her. According to police, they arrived at about 9 p.m. Friday evening at the Marabella Apartments, and detectives knocked and announced their presence. Receiving no response, detectives knocked the door down and entered the apartment. They found Pierce hiding in a bedroom closet and took her into custody. They then tried to enter a bathroom where Cole was hiding. He made a furtive movement toward a detective who fired a single shot, killing Cole. Captain Patrick Neville of the Metro's Bureau said Friday night that it was during the course of a warrant, and as you all know, narcotics warrants are all high-risk warrants.
You know, I agree they're high risk because you're going into people's homes they're liable to try to defend themselves. But the question is, why? Why are we, you know, if these cops are upstanding individuals, and maybe some of them are. I'm sure they are. If they're upstanding individuals, why are we sending these upstanding individuals into people's homes?
I'm not sending them anywhere.
Well, the public is certainly standing by and letting it happen.
Well,
many of them support it.
Well, that goes right back to what we were talking about before, where the public's standing by. The public, the average American, doesn't do anything about anything. just look, for example, at this, just to bring it back to here in Keene, New Hampshire, there was this hearing on the open container ordinance. The activists, they've been begging to get in the system. They're tired of this civil disobedience that's been going on here in Keene, New Hampshire. Get involved in the system. It works. Just get involved. So the activists got involved. One of them wrote a letter about this open container ordinance, and the activists showed up to speak against this ordinance, to get it overturned. No one showed up in opposition to the activists. No one showed up in favor of the ordinance, with the exception of bureaucrats and former bureaucrats. So nobody who's average bothered to come to speak out on this supposedly contentious issue.
As if it would have mattered. I mean, I could come in and talk, talk in support of all kinds of tyranny. Right. That wouldn't make it okay.
Well, and people could talk out against the police raids, and that won't matter either. People can bitch and moan about these things happening, and nothing changes. They can form police observation boards, or whatever they're called, where the citizens. Advisory panel, or they have got different names for them around the country, where they supposedly oversee the police departments, and that has done nothing. So there's not much you can do about this. You certainly can't stop paying for them, right? Because they'll come and kick in your door if you don't pay the taxes. Oh, but by the way, Stop the Drug War disagrees with you, Mark. They say that narcotics warrants are actually fairly low risk for police. If the numbers are a guide, with 1.5 million drug arrests per year, an average of just 4 police officers lost their lives conducting them during the past decade. Last year, no police officers were killed during drug raids.
So 4 cops in a decade?
That's
right. Or 4 cops a year in a decade?
4 cops in a decade were killed conducting drug raids.
Hmm.
Not a very high-risk endeavor.
There's certainly high risk for the people that are getting their houses raided.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
Much higher numbers there.
A person identifying himself as Pierce's brother, who said he'd spoken with his sister, had a different version of the events from the police. The police bust in the door with guns drawn to my little sister and her now deceased boyfriend, he wrote. My sister is 8.5 months pregnant, 2 weeks until the due date, but they bust in the door, irritated they didn't find any weapons or drugs, drag this young man into the restroom and interrogate him, and 2 minutes later, my sister hears a shot. They shot him with a shotgun. No weapon. For what? Meaning no weapon. He didn't have a weapon. For what? My sister is a baby, and this young man is a baby, and now my sister is at his house telling her mom her son is dead, and he's barely 21. Pierce himself told the Las Vegas Review-Journal that police forced her to kneel at gunpoint. Excuse me, Pierce herself told them that she was forced to kneel at gunpoint in the bedroom and that she could see Cole in the bathroom from the reflection of a mirror. According to Pierce, police ordered Cole to get on the ground. He raised his hands and said, "All right, all right," and a shot rang out. 1-800-259-9231. But if it ever goes to court, and it probably won't,
they'll just be drug addicts.
Her word versus their word. And who do you think the man in the robe's going to believe? It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Can you live with minor aches and pains? Maybe. But oftentimes, those won't-go-away pains become so debilitating that we are not able to do things we used to, like go for a walk, garden, or even button a shirt. Now, restore normal function naturally and give yourself the freedom to move with Recovery Extra Strength. Over-the-counter drugs will stop the pain, but at the expense of your liver. Recovery Extra Strength is the number one solution for pain and inflammation. It contains Nutricol, a unique proprietary blend of green tea and grapes, and is made in Canada under strict Health Canada oversight of natural products. If you suffer from arthritis, bursitis, tendonitis, back, or other aches and pains, use Recovery Extra Strength. Call 866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com. Get free shipping on orders of $50 or more when you use checkout code GCN Radio. Call 1-866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com for Recovery Extra Strength for pain-free mobility.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist, and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. 0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on our site for free. And they include, by the way, our shrine of female listeners, the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program, shrine.freetalklive.com. And one of the larger contributors to the shrine is actually a man, Taryn Lupo from LCL Report.
He just wears a wig really well.
No. What he does is he makes videos, and some of his videos have been focusing on ladies of liberty.
He makes the videos while he's wearing a sequin dress.
I wouldn't know. He doesn't show himself in the videos, so I'll have to take your word for it. But he does these interviews of these ladies of liberty, and usually at the very beginning of the interviews, he has them point out that they listen to Free Talk Live, and that qualifies them as a validated video. So he posts it up over at the Free Talk Live Shrine of Female Listeners at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, that same fella, Taryn Lupo, from the LCL Report and Wheels Off Liberty, supports his full-time activism by selling Liberty-themed jewelry. You can support the ideas of Liberty every time you buy some of his unique stuff. He also does custom work for just about anything you can dream up. You can see his designs, and they are well worth taking a look at LCLReport.com, or join his fan group on Facebook. It's LCLReport.com.
All right, so we're telling you a story that is unfortunately not uncommon, where the police have yet again busted into another home of another couple of folks that never hurt another person, and they walked away with a dead body. They carried out a corpse because the man made a furtive movement, according to police. The police even admit he didn't have a weapon, but he made a furtive movement, and the police are so scared. If the police ever feel frightened, by the way, Dale is joining us here from AnarchyInYourHead.com. Better late than never. Good evening, Dale.
Good evening.
If the police get scared for some reason, that justifies them killing anything in the room, anything within the vicinity. Usually it's a dog, for instance. That dog scared me. So that's justification to blast your dog in the head. And the same thing can be used for you. If you frighten a police officer, they claim that they've been frightened by you. This man made a furtive movement, according to the police, so that was
scary. Shot him with a shotgun.
Right. Even though the man had no weapon that the police had escorted in, according to his fiance, they had escorted him into this bathroom. She says that that she could see Cole in the bathroom from the reflection of a mirror. According to Pierce, police ordered Cole to get on the ground, raised his hand. He raised his hands and said, "All right, all right," and a shot rang out. According to Pierce and family members, Cole had no criminal record and achieved an Associates of Arts degree and was working as an insurance adjuster while working on a political science degree at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Pierce said he was not a drug dealer. And
but the cops have done all this investigative work, and
they're probably
very frustrated. And I understand, you know, like you can imagine what it's like if you feel like, imagine from the cop's point of view, they didn't go into this guy's apartment because they didn't think he was a drug dealer. They went in because they thought he was. So they're right or they're wrong. One of those
they're
two.
They're wrong whether they're right or not, because they're wrong to go into someone's apartment because they believe that he's selling a product.
Understood. I'm talking about frustration here.
Yes.
So you can imagine what it's like for the cops. It's like, grr, I knew he is a drug dealer. I know these drugs are around here somewhere. Well, investigate him. Drag him into the bathroom. We'll find out if you just ask him some questions. And, you know, you can imagine they're very frustrated.
The claim was he was supposedly in the bathroom already, but nonetheless.
Well, that's not what his fiance said.
Yeah, maybe I think I'm going to.
No, it was the brother of the fiance or the brother of the victim said that essentially that they drug him into the bathroom to interrogate him.
Either way, he had no weapons. They blew him away. LVPD, Trevor, this is again more from his fiance. Trevor was a recreational smoker. He smoked weed, marijuana, that's what he did, she told KTNV-TV. They didn't have to kill him. We were supposed to get married next year, plan a black and white affair, she said. He was all I ever knew. We were going to make it. LVPD Monday identified the police shooter as narcotics detective Brian Yant, a 10-year veteran of the force. It's the third time that Yant has controversially used his police firearm. In 2002, he shot and killed a robbery suspect, claiming the suspect who was on the ground had aimed a weapon at him. But although the suspect's gun was found 35 feet away, the coroner's inquest took only a half an hour to find that the shooting was justified. So this cop said that he had a guy suspect aiming a weapon at him, but the weapon wasn't anywhere near him. The following year, he shot and wounded a man armed with a knife and a baseball bat who'd been hired to kill a dog that had killed another neighborhood dog. Yant's claim, a dog hitman. Yant's claimed that the hit dog. What would you call that? Anyway,
he's a man, so.
Yeah. Yant's claimed the man attacked him and that he mistook the bat for a shotgun. But the man said that he was running away from Yance when Yance fired repeatedly, striking him once in the hip. Because there was no death in that case, they didn't bother to hold an inquest, but the department's use of force board exonerated Yance. So that baseball bat apparently looked an awful lot like a shotgun.
Yeah,
Mr.
and if he's running, he's not holding the baseball bat sort of at level like you would a shotgun. You know, he's moving it back and forth because he has to. He's running.
Right, and if somebody's running away from you with a shotgun, it's still not menacing you.
Yeah, you're not allowed to shoot them just because they happen to have a shotgun in their hand.
Well, you are if you're on the police department.
Yeah, apparently you are. I guess the evidence is contrary to what I'm saying.
By Wednesday, anonymous law enforcement sources were feeding derogatory information about Cole to at least one local media outlet, which was happy to repeat it. Sources told the TV station that Cole's furtive movement was threatening enough that Detective Yant fired his AR-15 rifle once, hitting Cole, who'd been flushing marijuana down the toilet. Sources added that the undercover officers had bought pot from Cole four times, although there was no name on the search warrant. And sources also told the TV station the police were extra cautious because undercover officers were investigating another possible deal with Cole involving cocaine and guns. Time will tell if there's a scintilla of fact in anything these sources are selling. In the meantime, Yance is on paid administrative leave. Oh, yeah, you get to go down to Maui and enjoy your time off because you get paid after you kill somebody when you work for the cops.
Sometimes for months.
Sweet. This is a sweet deal. You get to murder people and get a paycheck. And if you get caught murdering somebody who didn't have a gun in his hands and, you know, you've got really no excuse whatsoever for murdering that person, you still get paid time off. And later on, they'll exonerate him completely, and they'll say, well, he was scared, and so...
Guess you have to come back to work to get your paycheck now.
When our officers are scared, they get to kill you. And another American has apparently been killed for no good reason in the name of the war on drugs. Update version of the story from Philip Smith, also at stopthedrugwar.org. Of course, they recapped the story since then. This is a month later that they wrote this, so this is just last week. This, by the way, stopthedrugwar.org puts out a great weekly email blast where they update you on all kinds of drug war-related news, not just from here in the United States, but also around the world. Since this happened, questions and outrage have mounted as the circumstances surrounding Cole's death have emerged. A coroner's inquest, which is done with all fatal shootings by Las Vegas police, is set for Friday. Given the history of such inquests, only one police killing out of 200 in the past 35 years was found unjustifiable. Only one police killing out of 200, meaning the police killed 200 people.
Well, these are professionals, Ian. They have badges.
One of those people...
Yeah, they're trained.
...was found as unjustifiable. Now, it's not made clear whether that statistic is for just Las Vegas. I
would suspect.
It probably. 200 people killed in Vegas in 35 years? Probably like that.
Sounds like, yeah. Like it, yeah.
Justice is unlikely to be done there. The affidavit in support of the search warrant targeting Cole gave the impression that police thought they had a major drug dealer on their hands. Detective Brian Gott, the officer who wrote the warrant... and who pulled the trigger on Cole, wrote that almost all drug dealers keep sophisticated and elaborate records, and the police expected to find such records as well as guns and drug paraphernalia. Cole had a lengthy criminal history of narcotics sales, trafficking, and possession charges, Yant wrote. Police found no guns. They found no evidence of a major drug dealer. They did find a unspecified amount of pot, although his... fiance says they found no drugs and were angry that they couldn't. We'll tell you more about what's going on in Cole's situation here in moments. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Nutritious vitamins and minerals and a delicious chocolate taste for your picky eaters. Be sure to visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. With kids, food battles are more about control than about food. If you want to avoid a battle with your picky eater, give them a say in what they eat. At dinner, let them choose between broccoli or fruit salad. At the supermarket, give them three cereals to pick from. The more control they have, the less there is to argue about. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Take control of the airwaves. Just dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at Amazon.freetalklive.com. Entering Amazon through that link will get you to the same old Amazon with a huge selection, dozens of categories with a whole lot of items, pretty much whatever you're looking for. They probably sell it, and you can probably get a pretty great deal. If you're buying brand new, you get free Super Saver shipping on a lot of their new items. You can even buy used in many cases. So enter through Amazon.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of Amazon's profits. It's that simple. Amazon.freetalklive.com. I'm going to pick up the story here in a moment, but first, we're talking about a man that has been murdered by the police, yet another in a series of unending stories of the police getting away with murder on these so-called drug raids that they've been foisting on the American people for so many years. But let's go to John in Ohio, who's on the line. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark. Hey, John, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was looking at Alex Jones this afternoon, and there'd been another incident in Alaska.
What kind of incident
are you referring to?
Apparently, yesterday, an older gentleman that was disabled was holding a sign at the state fairgrounds. It was pretty good sized. To promote a political candidate, apparently, in Alaska, and calling for the impeachment of Obama. A couple of security guys, great big fellas. Big corn-fed guys from the Midwest come along, and he told them that he was disabled. They said, well, you got to take the sign out. He says, I'm allowed to keep it. So they beat him down to the ground.
And where did this happen?
At the Alaska State Fair.
Wow. And you said it was private security and it wasn't the cops?
Yeah, it was. They was just a couple of big burly guys, had blue T-shirts on that said security on them. They apparently worked for the fairgrounds. So they got him down on the ground, got their knees on the back of his neck and in his back. He's begging for help. There's like 500 guys just standing around and watch. So the Alaska State Trooper came along, and one of the security guys was, you could see him on the videotape, taking his sidearm and hiding it from the trooper. Apparently it's illegal for them guys to be armed up there.
Interesting.
So I called the fairgrounds to voice my discontent with their security practices. And then I called the Alaska State Troopers. And when the lady that answered the phone, I told her, I said, I've been watching Alex Jones today, so I suppose you could probably guess why I'm calling. And she said she could. And I said, well, I'm not going to be nasty or rude to you, you know. I just would like to voice a concern about, you know, how the trooper conducted himself in that video. And she said that the phone had been ringing off the hook.
I'm sure.
But many callers call her, and this is what I wanted to do a shout-out about, was, you know, when you call these girls that answer the phone, I'm sure that most of them are just working people like me and you. They just want their pension. They're not the ones out on the street jackbooting people or shooting unarmed people.
So you're saying don't be nasty to them?
Oh, yeah, and it just makes us look bad, you know, good, decent, working, patriot people. When some of us call, you know,
I don't know if I'm a patriot. I don't know what patriot means. What's that mean?
And be nasty with the lady that answers the phone.
I agree completely with you.
That disheartened me. And any time that an officer's name and department and their phone number is posted at InfoWars, why, I always call them.
That's good.
In regards to these types of incidents.
Okay. Well, thank you for the call tonight. Yeah, I appreciate hearing from you. It's good advice, although, on the other hand, I certainly understand why people are upset at them. They are working for a criminal gang. I mean, they don't realize it. So it's not appropriate to treat them in a nasty manner. It's not a I don't think
it doesn't work. You can treat them however you want, you know, and that's all that's it. It's just not going to be very effective. You can be as mean and nasty as you want to anybody you want to be mean and nasty to. However, if you expect to get some kind of value out of it, it seems to me that you probably should act a little bit more polite. I mean, these are just human beings. I don't know whether I, you know, think she's a right, you know, a good gal working for a pension or whatever. You know, maybe she is working for a criminal gang. Seems that way to me. And I can see why somebody would want to incentivize her to not do it. But being nasty to her isn't going to be very effective. She can get nasty anywhere.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. And it's not easy, right? Because you're dealing with, like I say, it's a criminal gang. I mean, they force their way on people and they get away with murder, as we're talking about here tonight. The man in that case wasn't killed, the man in the caller's case, but what we've been discussing.
Got a good beat down for an old cripple guy.
Yeah. I mean, they beat people up, they murder people, and they get away with it again and again. I can understand the frustration. And it can be very hard to do something like, say, offer a police officer a hug when you've been so faced with so many stories of how bad
cops can be. Or even just to talk to them in a polite tone of voice.
Yeah.
Even that is difficult. But I think, you know, it's something you get better at when you try to do it. If you actually you have to make a conscious effort that, you know, you have your gut telling you to react, you know,
in
a knee-jerk fashion. And then you have your mind trying to tell you, okay, speak calmly and try to have an actual discussion, you know.
That's the only way you're ever going to bring somebody on board with the ideas. If you're yelling at them and you're berating them, then they're certainly not going to listen to you, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're already going to be less than likely to really be too concerned with what you have to say simply because you don't agree with them.
Well, I mean, I remember an activist sort of just shouting stereotypes at a it was really a security guard that worked for the prison, you know, he may have been a police officer in some fashion or another. I'm not sure how that works, but basically just shouting stereotypes about cops, you know, to him, you know, oh, who'd you beat today? And blah, blah, blah. You know, well, you don't know anything about this one person.
Yeah.
Until you know that he's beaten someone, then don't say that to them. You know, and by shouting that and just by shouting a bunch of ridiculous stereotypes, he's just tuned you out because you obviously
are, have anything to say.
There's
not going to be any reason for him to listen to you. And
if you're basically just, you know, using that sort of groupism think on it, oh, well, this is how all cops are, then why is he going to listen to you or when you have something meaningful to say?
And we see that a lot with some of the newer folks that move here up to New Hampshire. I was that way when I moved here. I was very angry.
Yep, frustrated.
And very frustrated. And
I can still get that way. Absolutely.
I figured things were here just like they were down in Florida, and things aren't as bad here as they were down in Florida, and the cops here aren't as bad from my observation, and I've changed since then, and I think it's the right move to make.
Well, you know, there's also do it for yourself because, you know, you get yourself in that mode, get yourself really angry, and
that's not good for you.
It doesn't even feel good. I mean, I don't even like being that way. So I think that, you know, to some extent, just for totally selfish reasons, I have, you know, learned to control that and have a different approach because it just makes me happier.
Well, Well, the police hugging squad for me has helped a lot. You know, nominating myself as a member of the police hugging squad, it's something that I try to think of when I see the police. And if I see a police officer and I'm thinking about hugs, then that's the right mindset to be in, as far as I'm concerned.
Don't you think that that's just
easy.
A little weird?
It's condescending. What? It's like really condescending.
Yeah, you think it's condescending?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The way you do it is really condescending. Because it's like, you know, when you say you need a hug, is like,
offering someone a hug is condescending? Now, can I do anything that's not condescending?
You? No.
Well, it's not necessarily, but the way it is done is like you specifically offer the police officers and not anyone else, right? It's
well,
sort
yeah,
of like, well, you need a hugs. Hug because you're a violent person, so here you go. I'm going to offer you a hug. It's just the manner in which it's done, it comes across as condescending. But that's not necessarily a horrible thing. It's better than anger, I think. The kind of condescension is still better than anger, so...
So it's condescending to think that the police have a tough job and that they deal with scumbags all day and that a hug might make them feel better? That's condescension?
Well, I don't know that they interpret it that way, so it's, I don't know.
1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. So
not to mention that the kind of guy who gets into the police squad tends to be a little more macho kind of guy than the rest. And offering them hugs isn't going to endear you to them.
But you know
it's
they don't
make
want
you,
it. They
make
don't
them
really
feel
want a hug
like you're a little creepy.
You think? I get them, though, sometimes. Most of the time, I don't.
Yeah. Well, I think that if an officer actually does it, that's actually a really good move on his part, because he basically is like, he's not letting you get to him, you know. It's like, you know, and he goes and he actually hugs, and then that's actually, you know, it's a powerful statement on his part to not, you know, make a big fuss out of the whole thing. And just,
we're human
just
beings. Human beings should do these things.
And I like, yeah. I think Maxfield is the one of them. I think he had a good response. No, good, I got my hug today. I'm all set. You know, thank you, but I'm all set, you know, so that's sort of a good response.
All right, there's more coming up here at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. We're going to tell you a little bit more about the Trevor Cole situation, a man who was shot to death by the police during a drug raid, and, of course, he didn't have any weapons. Apparently, he didn't have any drugs either. More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. It's about time to end this insane war on drugs. 800-259-9231, hour two coming up next.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.